It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today we had some very disturbing reports about the city of Jerusalem, destruction on the Temple Mount by the Muslims. We also discussed a conference that was held here in Jerusalem about the significance of Jerusalem to both the Jews and the Muslims. I'll show you what God's Word says about Jerusalem in line with what the conversations we had with our broadcast partners revealed to you as well. We'll do that in just a moment. But first, let me remind you about our other broadcast partners. The whole broadcast is for the purpose of looking at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C., talked about the terrible situation there in Afghanistan, tried to help us understand that a bit better. Also talked about the meeting between the Prime Minister of Great Britain and President Obama of the United States and how they were discussing these geopolitical activities, especially Iran and Syria, and how that's all unfolding. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update, and we had a conversation that basically dealt with Prime Minister Netanyahu after returning from Washington, preparing the Israelis for a strike on Iran, a preemptive strike to try to shut down this nuclear program that they have there in Iran, the development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Dr. Rob Congdon covers the Middle East for us, and we talked about David Cameron and the meeting with President Obama, the significance of that, or the lack of significance of it, and we updated you on the economic situation as it relates to China there in the European Union as well. We then talked with David James as our continuing conversation about the book The Harbinger. It's on the New York Times best-selling list. We're concerned that it's not using a proper hermeneutic. It's taking a text in the Bible out of context and manipulating what God's Word has to say. That's going to be a continuing conversation here on the broadcast, but you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and listen to these conversations I had with our broadcast partners. All of these events, we do believe, are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Now, the way you can re-listen to them, or if you've not had opportunity to listen to them yet, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and then go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. And that's radio when you want it at your convenience, and call a friend. Call someone in another city where we may not have a broadcast affiliate so that they can hear what was said by these very important broadcast partners that we had on the broadcast today. Again, that's prophecytoday.com, and then go to PTRN, and you can listen to all of it. In fact, make sure that you listen to the conversation that I had with Yoel Karen, the rabbi, and also Gabby Barkai, one of the outstanding Israeli archaeologists. Very disturbing information they brought to the table. The fact is, the destruction taking place on the Temple Mount by the Muslims is a disgrace. And seemingly, there's a lack of concern in the Israeli government. I know that's not the case, but the Israeli government is standing by, not doing anything. Prime Minister sees this going on, nothing going forth to stop all of this destruction. And then my conversation with Winky Madad, we were talking about what took place there at the Begin Heritage Center. It was a panel. They were discussing Jerusalem and how it relates to both the Jews and the Muslims. To the Jews, it's central in all of their being, in all of their life. It's the most sacred piece of real estate for the Jewish people. Islam has hardly any history with the city of Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem is never mentioned in the Quran. It was never a capital city for the Muslim people. Tradition says that Muhammad rode a horse from that location under the Dome of the Rock, the foundation stone, into the third heavens. But even some of the Islamic scholars debate that. The Muslims want Jerusalem because the Jews have been given it to them by God himself. It's a political and a religious debate, which will, I do believe, become a holy war. Now, the reason I believe that is because of what God's Word has to say. Let me take just a moment to give you a little of the history of the city of Jerusalem. The word is used 764 times in the Bible, and it's a key component in understanding Bible prophecy. Jerusalem was made the political capital of the Jewish people when King David was reigning, and this is found recorded right there in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 5. David captures this Jebusite stronghold and makes it the political capital. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, David goes to get the Ark of the Covenant, brings it up to Jerusalem, sets up a tabernacle, and he then puts in place a move to develop a permanent worship center. The tabernacle was a transportable worship center. That's where they kept the Ark of the Covenant until David's son, King Solomon, built the permanent worship center, the temple on the Temple Mount. They then took the Ark into the temple, and Jerusalem became the spiritual capital of the Jewish people. In fact, God gave David a covenant. It's called the Davidic covenant. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, where God promised that the Jewish people, he promised King David, the Jewish people would have the city of Jerusalem forever. There would be a temple on the Temple Mount there forever. And one of his sons in his heritage, that would be, of course, Jesus Christ the Messiah, would rule and reign from that temple forever. That's some of the history. In 70 AD, destruction of Jerusalem took place. The Roman army, they destroyed the city, devastated the temple, and dispersed the Jews to the four corners of the earth. We know the story now. May of 1948, the Jewish state was established here in the land of the forefathers of the Jewish people. God gave them the land, only a portion of the city of Jerusalem as its capital city. But on June 7, 1967, the Israeli Defense Force took the Temple Mount and reunited the city of Jerusalem, the eternal, undivided capital for the Jewish people. The temple is going to be built there, but today it's a very controversial piece of real estate. That's what Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 said. It'd be like a cup of trembling. It will be those who control the Temple Mount intoxicated with power. But there will be a temple built there. Two temples, in fact. The next temple is the Tribulation Temple. Daniel 9:27 says the Antichrist will allow the Jews to put a temple up there. He will go in and desecrate that temple. It's called the Abomination of Desolation. That's Daniel 9:27, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Matthew 24:15, Jesus confirms that's what will happen. The armies are going to gather in Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:2. This will be the campaign of Armageddon. Jesus Christ will return, Zechariah 14:4, to the Mount of Olives here in the city of Jerusalem, along with Matthew chapter 24 and verse 30. We see how that happens. Jesus builds his temple, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, chapter 6, verse 12. He's going to rule and reign from that temple forever. He's going to dwell among his people forever. Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. It's the eternal city. Ezekiel chapter 37 says Jerusalem will have a temple in it forever and ever. But before all of this happens, before everything I've just told you in Bible prophecy takes place, the rapture of the church will take place. That's when we're called up to be with Jesus in the heavenlies. And by the way, that can happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...